Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, the customer experience, or the CX, is becoming more conversational with WhatsApp. But what does this mean for consumers and brands? Also, increasingly, omni-channel CX isn't just a good to have, but rather becoming the new normal that brands would need, especially to help weather a gloomy economic forecast.
Well, this evening, Malcolm Koh, customer in residence and customer experience strategist at Zendesk, is joining us here on Prime Time. Good evening to you, Malcolm.
Good evening.
Malcolm, so CX, it's a crucial thing to have during uncertain economic periods. Why is that?
Well, I think the customer today is expecting a lot more from the organizations. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I think the way that the market is moving now, organizations need to be with their customers a lot like they interact with their friends. So if you think of an example where you would go out with friends, you can move into a WhatsApp group. You might start with an email. And then you would toggle between channels, and then maybe someone will cancel and someone will pick up the phone and call someone and say, look, I can't make it tonight because something's come up. Mm-hmm. So I think that expectation is becoming set in the sense that when we interact with a company, we want to be able to do that as well in that similar fashion. In addition to that, with all the disruption that happens with the new digitalization and tracking, customers are expecting us to understand them better so that we can be more preemptive in the way that we would service them or understand them as customers.
Mm-hmm. So what is the impact of CX in creating a sustainable business model?
The impact of CX, I think it really boils down to creating that sustainable business and creating that culture within your organization to continue to scale and grow, but also not forget the customer. So sometimes your metrics aren't aligned to that. So sometimes we talk about satisfaction and metrics around how satisfied and the customers perceive your business, but sometimes those are not actually aligned to what actually happens with the business.
How can consumer experience, or CX, be a competitive differentiator for companies out there?
Well, I think there's a lot. When we talk about customer experience now, I think it used to be about customer service. Mm-hmm. But that's only one element of what customer experience is about. There's the whole branding aspect of how you lead a brand and how that service expectation gets set. There's also how that integration with how the sales operations and the marketing in terms of that entire experience gets put together. And you can think of some luxury brands. I mean, today at our showcase event, Four Seasons was quoted. So you have a higher expectation of that. And that kind of experience does differentiate how people are going to come back to you and lead with a sustainable business model.
Well, just this afternoon, I had to replace a certain part for an appliance at home. I went back to this company because they have the part. All I had to do was enter my phone number into their system when I entered the door, and they know exactly
what
who I was and what I need, and I didn't have to bring out a reference code or whatever that they sent me by email before. So this is, for me, it was seamless. It was smooth. I went in, put in my phone number, and they know exactly what I needed.
Perfect. And I think what's happening now is that sets the new benchmark and expectations. So in essence, the next time you would interact with another business, even if it's not that same company, you would expect that sort of same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what's starting to pull the expectations higher, because
right.
We continue to have new companies, new digital companies, new disruption. And the best example we like to think of is like taxis, right? Before, now with ride hailing, your expectation time, like on a rainy Monday, was you may not get a taxi. Now you're like, I'm going to wait 6 minutes.
I will get it.
And I'll cancel and try to get another one.
Right.
So yeah, so this expectation re-benchmark continues to evolve and customer expectations continue to increase.
Okay. Well, tell us, how can brands put customer expectations at the core of the business, or put CX in this case at the core of the business?
So the short answer is leveraging some of the technology that exists. Mm-hmm. I think as the low hanging fruit, that's the easier one. The new evolution is culture. So these two things are pretty important to developing that. So let's start with sort of the technology exists now where you can interact with customers across multiple channels, whether it be WhatsApp, whether it be on the phone. That's kind of moving away because that's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
As a relative channel. But then you could start to look at the complexity and how you segment those transactions to the type of transaction. So complexity would require maybe a face-to-face and mm-hmm. resolution, whereas maybe something simpler, you could go to the website yourself and help and find the answer that you need. And then maybe for WhatsApp, it's somewhere in the middle.
Mm.
So that's the technology you can leverage to be able to engage the customer where they want. And then the harder part, I think, that's now evolving, which I think is the next gen of that, is the culture of your organization so that you build your own brand ambassadors. Mm. So that the way they interact with your brand, those people are your ambassadors. And at the end of the day, that I think that's the soft stuff that makes the service even more sticky.
Which is very powerful.
Yes.
Mm. All right, Malcolm. Speaking, by the way, Malcolm Koh, customer in residence and customer experience strategist at Zendesk. Malcolm, technological advances in today's world, how has that been implemented in terms of customer experience?
So I think it starts with trying to understand the customer better. Mm-hmm. And so there's now a lot of systems that allow you and relationship softwares that can, in fact, allow you to create this ecosystem that would allow you to understand from every touch point of the customer mm-hmm. and to build a better journey or experience for them by understanding them. And that technology enables you, in your case, and when you put in the number and it popped up all your information, it's pulling that stuff. And then maybe if I took that one step farther, they might know a little bit more about you. So I don't know what product, what product it would, and say he likes this color. Mm-hmm. There was an example today I heard where, it does encroach some of that, but this person liked music, so they gave him something that was special to that, a device. And so he was really appreciative of that because they knew he liked music.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can comment a little bit about this. How can brands better integrate CX capabilities and their business objectives? How can brands better integrate CX capabilities and their business objectives?
So I think a few things. Right now, a lot of the information when they talk about their infrastructures, their back-end infrastructure, how they see the customers, mm-hmm. those tend to be a bit siloed. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is your sales operations, your marketing, and say your support teams tend to have their own data mm-hmm. on their own customers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that doesn't get put into one place, and sometimes we also don't know how to see that. So I think building that in is part of the culture. Also building the repository or CRM where it has all that information, and also maybe preempting to give the context to whatever agent to understand would be one of the good starting points to enable you to be able to interact with the customers as if they were your friends. Mm.
What about conversational CX? Is this what it sounds like?
So we are moving towards that, and with new channels, we recently acquired a company called Smooch, which is doing the social messaging. So that integrates sort of like a universal adapter to messaging channels like WhatsApp, iMessage, Line.
So they send you messages to keep that relationship going? Is that how it works?
Well, they would interact with you similar from your support. So what you used to do on the phone mm-hmm. or what you used to send an email, now you can do that via a WhatsApp or a text. Kind of like you would your friends. It's more of a last-minute channel. You can make changes. And then your expectation is different from email. It's that the reply should be faster.
Yeah. But who's on the other side manning those platforms?
So on the other side would be the businesses.
A real human.
The businesses.
That's usually where we start, which we recommend. But then eventually as you run data and see the complexity and simpleness of different transactions, we would engage maybe a bot or some kind of messaging system platform to create some automations. Mm-hmm. And those automations would create better efficiencies for your service teams. And over that time, it would evolve to potentially allowing the complex stuff to be done by human intervention. Mm-hmm. And the bots would handle the more simple stuff.
So we've been talking a lot about WhatsApp during this conversation. Why and how will WhatsApp be a key channel for brands?
Well, I think our data tends to tell us the younger generations like to interact through this channel. Mm-hmm. And we term it as social channels. So those are like everything from WhatsApp to Facebook messengers. Mm. And a large amount of that, I think, is driven because they tend to get faster replies. Mm-hmm. And again, with your mobile device, at the end of the day, you're able to do it anywhere at any time.
On the go.
Even when you're overseas, right?
Yes,
when you have an issue and people want to call you, I'm like, I'm overseas. Who's going to pay for this roaming?
Exactly.
But if you're on WhatsApp, it gets cheaper.
Exactly. So yes, that accessibility, that real time, you get all the same things. And it's also cheaper than picking up a phone, both for the customer and the organization.
Well, they should be listening to us in this conversation. Get on it, WhatsApp, or even other messaging platforms out there. But why WhatsApp in particular, though? Is there a reason that this is the platform that brands should be integrating with?
Well, WhatsApp is universally or globally the most used channel, according to the statistics that we have. And maybe that's because of Facebook. But so that's, it's a very heavily used channel. And especially in this region.
So pretty much everyone has a WhatsApp, whether they're active on or not, right?
But at the end of the day, at the same time, we also, the Smooch application is like a universal adapter. While I've been quoting WhatsApp because of its numbers, it integrates with everything. So if you're using Line, WeChat is another one for China, for example, Kakao in Korea. That will allow you, sort of like your universal adapter, to also use those messaging platforms. Okay. So we're not exclusive necessarily to WhatsApp although we have a partnership with them as well. WhatsApp for business, I should say. So yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Malcolm Cole, customer in residence and customer experience strategist over at Zendesk. Thank you very much for seeing you here too.
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.